In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The scripture tells us one time that Jesus was praying and the apostles were looking on. Well, today we are going to be the apostles and we are going to be the disciples looking on as Jesus prayed. He prayed this prayer probably on the night before he died, this very day. And it is taken from the 17th chapter of St. John. It is the intimate conversation between Jesus and his Father, always remembering that Jesus is the Son of God, that his identity is the Son of God, and that his plan for his disciples is that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. And so I read from the 17th chapter of St. John. It's called the High Priestly Prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. The hour for Jesus is the hour of crucifixion. Remember in the second chapter of St. John, he said, my hour has not yet come, Mother. But now the hour has come. The hour of his crucifixion, of his glorification upon the cross. Since thou hast given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom thou hast given me. And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is this, that they know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Biblical knowledge is not evangelical knowledge in the head, the four spiritual laws, or Catholic knowledge, knowing the catechism. Biblical knowledge is experiential knowledge. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave him a name. This is eternal life, that they know thee biblically, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do. Now this is important, for Jesus only did what the Father did. He saw what the Father did, and he did what the Father did. And so he says, I glorified thee, Father, on earth, having accomplished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me in thy presence with the glory which I had with thee before the world was made. So Jesus says, you know, I glorified thee by the works that you gave me to accomplish. But now, Father, glorify me in thy presence with the same glory that I had before the foundation of the world. Oh, glorify me. You see the word glory. This word glory, kabod, this word glory only refers to God. Glorify me, Father, with the same glory I had before the foundation of the world. And Jesus will be glorified upon the cross. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. You see, these men the Father gave to Jesus. And he says, I have manifested thy name, the name of God, to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. And they now know that everything that you have given me is from thee. First of all, the ones that Jesus was given belonged to the Father. And the Father gave Jesus these men. But they were not only men, they are men that have kept his word. And they know now that everything that the Father gave Jesus is from the Father. For I have given them the words which you gave me. Remember, I do not speak anything what I do not hear. I have given them the words which you gave me, and they have received them like the earth that receives the seed. That's my comment. They have received them, and they know, biblical knowledge, in truth, that I came from thee. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. Let's get this again. Jesus tells us, I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world. Because remember, you took them out of the world and you gave them to me. I am praying for them. The ones you took out of the world and the gift that you gave me, these men, I am praying for them, not for the world. I'm not praying for the world. For they are thine. All mine are thine, and all thine are mine. The men that the Father gave Jesus were taken from the world, and they belong to the Father, and they belong to the Son. And Jesus, as the great high priest, ever lives to make intercession for the men that the Father gave and the women that the Father gave to him. Jesus does not pray for the world. Jesus prays for his own. You might say that is totally unfair. No. The church, the body, should be praying for the lost. For what Jesus does, we should be doing. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so Jesus prays for the disciples. Jesus prays for you. Jesus prays for me. But we are to have, I don't like the word burden, we are to have the privilege of praying people into the kingdom. Jesus Christ ever lives to make intercession at the Father's right hand today for you and for me. Why? He chose us out of the world the Father did, to chose us in the world, but not to be of the world. But he chose us that he would give us to his beloved Son as a gift. But all that he gives the Son still belongs to him. All that is thine is mine, and all that is mine is thine. And I am glorified in them. Isn't that amazing? Not only will Jesus be glorified on the cross, but his glory will come through Stephen, who dies a martyr, through Philip, the Ethiopian eunuch, and the Ethiopian eunuch. His glory will come through John, who is beheaded in Jerusalem. Oh yes, his glory will come on the cross and in his people. Just to think that the glory of God, the glory that glorifies Jesus, is in the Christian, in the man, the woman, the child that loves the Lord. But you see, I'm going to tell you, it's more than just loving the Lord. I'm going to tell you, I came to seek and save that which was lost. And how can we say we love the Lord when we do not seek and save that which was lost? And I'm telling you, my friends, how many lost people are there in the churches? How many lost people do we know? Not because I am better, I'm no better, but how do I pray for the lost? How do I fast for the lost? How do I suffer for the lost? Jesus does not pray for the lost. He prays for the disciples. That's his vocation. He is the great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. But what about us? What about us? We're talking today about the watering down of Catholicism. At one time, when I was a little boy, there used to be a little black little child that sat on a stool, and you know, maybe they'll say this is racist, but when you put a nickel in the little hole, he'd just be bobbing his head. And we would put money in this little bank because we would send it to the missionaries who would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and who would baptize. Oh yes, that's when the church had a mission to save the lost. But now so many people say, everybody is saved. The Buddhists are saved. The Muslims are saved. The Mickey Mouseketeers are saved. Everybody is saved. Oh, and as Karl Rahner said, oh yes, there are anonymous Christians. I tell you, Mr. Rana, now that you're dead, I'm sure you repent of that. Anonymous Christians is like being anonymously pregnant. There is no such thing. For if we are in Christ and he is in us, we cannot be anonymous. No, the Muslim is not an anonymous Christian. I don't care how he prays. I don't care how she loves. They are not anonymous Christians. The Buddhists are not anonymous Christians. The atheist that I met at St. Louis so many years ago, who cares for the poor more than any of us, I'm telling you, he sold everything to care for the poor, be out in the street, sold everything. But he is not an anonymous Christian. Because to be a Christian, Jesus Christ must dwell in the heart of a man or a woman by faith. Oh, yes, we have watered down the gospel. Yes, we used to put our little nickel in the little boy's bank, and he used to kind of nod to us back and forth. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for sending money to the missions so that these children can be
evangelized and baptized. That's what Heidi Baker is doing now in Mozambique. Oh, yes, I talked about her raising the dead and how things happen. I'm telling you, it's more than raising the dead. She's out to bring the lost to Jesus. I have come to seek and save that which was lost. And you know, my friends, if the church does not seek and save the lost, who will? If we do not have care for the lost, who will? Not that we are better, but we want to bring them to the fountainhead of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have lost that zeal. You know how I know that? Because the missionaries now, so many of them, not all of them, have, you know, we just don't want to hobnob with the other religions. Let them be. I remember once just recently, and Benedict the Pope talked against it. We don't have to convert the Jewish people. They have their own covenant. I'm telling you, the Jewish people were made for Jesus Christ because the gospel is first to the Jew and then to the pagan. First to the Jew and then to the Greek. Oh yeah, you see, we like to hobnob and get along with everybody, you know? Let's all get along. Well, if Jesus Christ is not proclaimed, that's not getting along. That's cheating people of what God wants to do for them now and in eternity. And if you want to cheat people, you can cheat whomever you want. I'm not into ripping people off. I will proclaim to the Jew and the Gentile, to the Catholic and the Protestant, to the home Baptist, to the ones who do not know God, to the drunks out in the street, to the people at the abortion mill, that there is only one salvation. And I'm going to tell you his name is Jesus. And it is not anybody else. There is salvation and no other name but the name of Jesus. I do not want to shove this down people's throats. I want them to see the love that I have, which is very often a love that limps, but the love that I have that reaches out to people. Oh yeah, all that are thine are mine. And mine are thine, and I'm glorified in them. And now, I'm no more in the world, but they are in the world. You see, Jesus is speaking now, you know, prophetically. He's still breathing in the earth, but he's speaking prophetically. You know, this is beyond time. This is kingdom time. This is Eucharist time. This is beyond Kairos. This is beyond Chronos. Chronos is now, my clock says 10 minutes of 12. This is not that kind of now. And now I am no more in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me. Holy Father, I do not pray for the world. I pray for them whom thou hast given me out of the world. Now keep them. Now keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me. That name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bend on the earth, under the earth, and in the heavens. Keep them in thy name, which thou hast given to me, that they may be one, even as we are one. We were talking this morning about really, Muslims are all one. Even if they are fanatical, they are still Muslims. And you know, you might deny their fanaticism, but we're one. We're talking about the pagan Buddhists, that they're all one, even though they might have different practices. But then you go to the missions and you see a Catholic church, an Orthodox church, another kind of church, a Presbyterian church, and a this church, that they would be one. Oh, yes. How the devil has delighted in splitting us up. And then we're not even one in our own. There are Catholics for choice. That's like being a Jew for Hitler, you know? I'm a Catholic for choice. You know, I'm for the worship of the earth. That's like being a witch. We're not even one in our own. Isn't it amazing that the devil is a divider? God multiplies, the devil divides. And why would he divide Christianity and not the other religions? Because there is only one salvation. And the witness that we give as divided breaks down our credibility. I continue. I'm coming to thee, Holy Father. Keep them in thy name which thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name which thou hast given me. I guarded them. I guarded them like a shepherd, remember, like a shepherd guarding his sheep. I guarded them. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that scripture might be fulfilled. That's Judas Iscariot. But now I am coming to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. That's Jesus on the night before he died, has joy, that they may have the joy that I have. Remember what he said at the Last Supper, I have longed to eat this Passover supper with you before I die. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Would that that would be true, the Archdiocese of Boston, that they are not of the world. We have the lawyers running the Archdiocese. We are not only of the world, we are the world. I do not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from Satan. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Oh, yes, thy word. The word made flesh, and the words that I have spoken. As thou didst send me into the world, so I send them into the world. I mission them. And for their sake, I consecrate myself. That means on the cross, that they also may be consecrated in truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word. That's you. That's me. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word. That's you. That's me. That's the apostolic faith. That's why the Catholic Orthodox faith is at the beginning, 2,000 years old. We are not founded by Henry VIII, who wanted to marry Anne Boleyn. We are not founded by Luther, a priest. We are founded by the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Father. That's why the devil would want us to become a business and not the church and the body of Christ. They do not pray for these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they may be in us, so that the world may believe that thou sent me. How? Through the unity of Christianity. That's why the great division. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, that they may become perfectly one in us. Listen, I in them, and thou in me. Get the picture. Christ in you, and the Father in Christ. Oh, Lord, we have within our hearts, in these earthen vessels, we have the blessed Trinity, I in them and thou in me, dwelling within our hearts, dwelling within our hearts, pulsating within our broken hearts, I in them and thou in me, so that the world may know that thou hast sent me and that thou hast loved me. And thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me, imagine. That God loves me the way he loves Jesus. Oh, Mamma Mia, open our hearts to the reality that thou hast loved them, you, even as the Father has loved me. Father, I, even as thou hast loved me, so Father, I desire that they also, whom thou hast given me, may be with me where I am, and behold my glory, which thou hast given me in love for me before the foundation of the world, at the right hand of the Father. O righteous Father, the world does not know thee, but I have known thee, and these know that thou hast sent me, and I made known to them thy name, and I will make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I may be in them, my God. This 17th chapter is the deepest of the deep. This is, you cannot plummet this, my friends. God telling you, that's why the devil hates the church. That's why the devil hates the church, has divided it, has made us lukewarm, has made us, we're not mission-minded anymore. We're into our own self. That's why we need a bishop that are going to care for the priests. We need bishops that are going to care for the priests. For the good priests, for the bad priests, for the wonderful priests, for the young priests, for the old priests, for the sinner priests. For the great high priest ever lives to make intercession for us. Tonight, 7:30 at the Holy Rosary, it's Holy Thursday, and we will worship the Lord. I hope you're coming at 7:30 to praise God with us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.